Meeting with somebody who might have just come back from another planet, Johannes. Have I said that right?
That's right, yeah.
You were told to wear a suit, yeah?
Yes.
Tell me about the suit.
The suit. Yes, Stefan told me it's a salon, so I should wear a suit. And what I'm actually wearing is an original cosmonaut suit from 1988. It never flew, but people hardly know that, but the Soviets actually tried to build a space shuttle, and it was called Buran. And it never flew because the damn building they built it in collapsed onto the thing.
What?
And it's still there. Yeah, there. And it had one. They flew it once on the back of an airplane, but it never was actually shot to space.
Right.
To space.
Right,
and then
it
collapsed. The building collapsed onto the Buran, and the Soviet Union collapsed, and they never actually restarted the program.
But you managed to salvage this, which looks incredible.
A friend of mine gave it to me. He bought it for like a couple of dollars at a flea market
in
Moscow.
It is immense. So tell me about some of the projects that you're working on. I mean, because like anybody who can wear a suit like this obviously must be doing something interesting and awesome.
Well, okay, so I was invited today to talk about wearable computer technology.
Right, right.
And I'm part of an art technology group called Monochrome. I'm actually my heterosexual founding father of Monochrome.
Awesome.
So a long time ago in 1993, when I was 18 years old, I had this idea of there is no German language fanzine about cyberpunk or cyber technology and also crazy art shit and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's how Monochrome started. So that's my background. Is that was kind of like I was a nerd living in the middle of nowhere in Austria. Kind of interesting, you know, like a Neuromancer and RoboCop and all that kind of stuff,
right.
And science fiction. But also I was a punk and I was like part of the German or Austrian anti-fascist movement.
Right.
So
right.
I tried to combine the basic ideas of like what's going on now with technology will revolutionize the world. But we also need to have a really nice, good leftist European perspective. Because
right.
at that time in California, the whole, the Californian ideology started and all this like liberalish bullshit about cyberspace and stuff. So
right.
That's how Monochrome started. And over the last 20 years, so in last year we celebrated 20 years of Monochrome.
Amazing.
We have done many, many, many projects. We still do the fanzine, or it's more a yearbook in the meantime, but we also do other projects. For example, one project is that we're doing a conference about sex and technology and how sex and technology interact
merge
or how sex is driving technology or how technology is driving sex, and especially about wearable technology. That's a big thing there, so I'll be talking about that tonight.
Amazing.
Yeah, and we also have a festival called Robo Exotica. It's the first and therefore leading festival for cocktail robotics. So we have a festival, an annual festival, where people build machines that mix and serve cocktails.
Holy shitballs. I need all the details of that.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And we also had a couple of wearable things as part of Robo Exotica. For example, there was one installation a couple of friends of mine did. It was pretty much you would wear costumes, and those costumes had a backpack. And the backpack was filled with alcohol, with a screwdriver, you know, like vodka orange, yeah? And they had laser tag guns, you know, like laser tag.
Yeah, with the sensor thing.
And the game was that you could only recharge the laser tag guns by sucking alcohol out of your backpack. So that was charging the ammo. So they were running around and shooting at each other and getting more and more pissed drunk.
That is awesome. The upgrade to that should be a live stream on top of that.
Maybe.
There should be live stream, and you vote up and down how much, like, the next, you know, like, there must be some calibration unit that they have to have a double shot the next time that somebody gets voted up and down.
Maybe.
You know, out of all the projects that you've done or been part of the last 20 years, give me one of them that really stands out to you that you were like, oh my God, that was, it really hit the nail for you.
In concern of, like, technology and wearable computing or stuff, or in general?
In general, like, one of the things that you were just like, you never expected it to turn out so good. Like, what was the,
oh,
what was one
fuck,
that, I bet there's loads.
Oh, there are so many, it's so hard to tell. It's sort of there's one project I really like, and it's quite complex. But the story was that long time ago, we were invited as Monochrome to represent Austria at the Biennial in São Paulo, which is a big, like the third largest art fair on the planet.
Right.
And that was exactly the same time when the Freedom Party, which is like the fascist bullshit wankers, and the Conservative Party formed a coalition in Austria.
Right.
In 2000 and... 2000, yes, pretty much. And so they invited us the same year to represent Austria when we were on the street fighting that stupid government.
So that was a delicate situation.
That was delicate, yeah. So what happened was that we said, like, we will do that, but if we can send out our own press release and if we have full control over the project, we want to do that.
Right.
And they said, yes, okay. And then we sent out a press release saying that someone else, we would pretty much like co-curate someone else going there. So we won't go there, but someone else goes for us. Yeah?
All right.
And then all the newspapers reported about this guy who would represent Austria at one of the biggest art fairs. In the end, nobody knew that the guy didn't exist. We made him up. He was a complete fake. Yeah. So he suddenly, not even in Austria, people knew that that guy exists. And of course, nobody at the biennial did know that that guy exists.
Right.
And we were his technical support team of this non-existing guy. People wanted to interview him and couldn't find him and blah, 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 blah. But in the end, you can actually find out online about him. Yeah? Look for Georg, like George, Georg Paul Thoman, T-H-O-M-A-N-N.
Okay.
Georg Paul Thoman, because in the end, he saved Taiwan. And I'm not telling you now, read it on.
I'll have a look at it. Let me get a photo. Thank you, mate. I'm looking forward to tonight.
It was a
monochrome. Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.